Welcome to another episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today we're talking to Dr. Thenro Mangadu from the Department of Public Health Sciences here on campus. And Thenro, welcome.
Thank you for having me here.
What do you do in the way of research?
My recent research focus is community-based and community-engaged research examining sexual and domestic violence in the El Paso-Mexico border region.
So that's one of the more rare occasions, because often we get people talking about big themes that go around the world, and you're focusing right here.
But this is a theme which is around the world, too. It's an international global issue.
Where does all this violence come from?
I'm interested in looking at not only the specific factors which cause, meaning family-related cultural factors which can cause the domestic or intimate partner violence, but also looking at what structural factors, environmental factors, because health is holistic and it is interdisciplinary also. So I'm interested in examining what about this region can make this issue bigger, can place women, especially in this region, at risk, because women are at disproportionate high risk for domestic and intimate partner violence. Factors which make our region dynamic, the U.S.-Mexico border region, like culture, language, trans-border mobility, the immigration status, these very same factors can actually pose challenges to addressing this issue. That's what I'm interested in looking at.
But, you know, from the outside looking in, I'd have said that the one thing you didn't mention was poverty also.
Poverty, this
is relatively a low-income area.
Absolutely. Most of the victims, and most of them are women in my research study, they are financially dependent on the perpetrators, not only to support themselves, but also their children. And usually there is many years of abuse involved and more than one child involved. So it gets very difficult to seek help.
How do you go about sort of investigating this and trying to come up with remedies? Because research must lead to an outcome.
My premise is that the 21st century research should engage the 21st century demographic of the victims. So my strategy is to engage the victims. I think they are the experts. Sadly, they are the experts about the region and what they're going through. And also the individuals and community-based organizations who serve these victims. So I partner with them, and my partner is the Center Against Family Violence in El Paso, to decide what issues need to be examined. They guide me as a researcher to understand what I need to be looking into and arriving at solution based on the research.
It must be a delicate sort of research, because you must be coming very familiar with people who have, in effect, been subject to crime. Mm-hmm. And are you sort of bound by some form of confidentiality?
Of course. All our protocols are approved by the IRP. And the Center Against Family Violence, my community partner, is very helpful in maintaining that confidentiality. They don't even tell everyone where the shelter place is. So they help us with recruiting participants, with helping us talk with the women. One of the biggest challenges I've faced in my research is getting participants to talk. It's almost they're exposed to the trauma again, and they're afraid to reveal anything, to revisit what they've gone through. But once we get through, get their trust, and make them understand that they are going to, in fact, help other victims, then it all comes together.
Thenro Mangadu, thank you very much for being here on 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, in partial celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And it's my pleasure also, and my name is Keith Pannell.